This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So medical professionals are warning individuals traveling to Mexico to be very vigilant about eating or drinking after several people were poisoned by drinking contaminated bottles of 7-Up. This is being reported by WWLP.com. According to a press release from Banner Health in Arizona, several reports last week indicated that some 7-Up bottles in Mexicali, Baja California, contain meth. Baja California's Secretary of Health and State said one person died from poisoning after drinking the contaminated soft drink, and seven more were hospitalized after showing symptoms of poisoning. Now, they don't know how the drugs got into the soft drinks or who tampered with the beverages, and an investigation is underway. The entire product line of 7-Up has been removed from stores in the area as a precaution. According to KSAZ, the Dr. Pepper Snapple Group said in a statement that no 7-Up products in the United States have been affected by the contamination. I know some people are like, oh, man, oh, that would have been great. Okay, the last thing you want is somebody lacing, okay, your drink with drugs. You don't know how much. No, it's not worth it. That much meth could, depend on what, you know, you got in yours, could stop your heart. Not fun at all. They say it is important to check that the seal for any food or drink consumed is still intact and shows no signs of tampering. That was according to Banner Poison and Drug Information Center Medical Director Dr. Daniel Brooks. If you notice any difference in color, taste, or smell, throw it out. Now, soft drink contamination obviously could be life-threatening, and symptoms of contamination, if it was contaminated with meth, could include irritation or an abnormal taste in the mouth or throat, burning sensation in the esophagus or abdomen, nausea, vomiting, difficulty breathing, fast, irregular heartbeat. Anyone who suspects he or she may have consumed contaminated food or beverages should call their local poison control center or 911 immediately. You know, the one thing I don't think a lot of us are lazy about or lazy with is when it comes to looking at food that might have been tampered with. Even if we're hungry, we start to get nervous. If you see that the little wrapper, like, you know those little Pringles? You know those little Pringles cups? You know, single-serving cups? If I saw that mine was open, I would start sniffing it, and I'd be like, wait a second, something's not right, I would throw it out. If I saw something that was, you know, a can that was partially open, a bottle that was, I would just think something, and it's not with my medical training, you know, because I drop food on the floor and I pick it up. I have no problem eating food that fell on the floor. Okay, I should, but I'm like, oh my God, that was a big chunk of chicken. I'm going to let that piece of meat sit there and not eat it. I'll pick it up, I'll wipe it off of my pants, 5-second rule, I'm good. But nah, if I think, if I think somebody, you know, messed with my food, oh man. You know, it's funny, 7-Up hasn't been, you know, maybe I'm not, you know, watching as much TV as possible or whatever, but, you know, 7-Up used to be really, really big in the 70s and 80s, if I remember correctly, when as a kid. But Sprite later came out, and I was like, oh, man, Sprite is trying to be a 7-Up wannabe. And remember 7-Up had that guy that would laugh, ha, 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 you know, those commercials? And I guess that guy was also in Annie, the movie Annie. So I just remember the 7-Up commercials. Oh, there was some also slogan. I forgot was 7-Up. There was it wasn't like a don't worry, be happy. Something to do with happy. I forget the 7-Up slogan. I got to remember it. Now I'm going to be thinking about it all day. I'll look it up on break. But, you know, 7-Up had such a great, marketing push And it was doing phenomenal. And now I don't really see 7-Up a lot anymore. I see Sprite everywhere, and I see a lot of these new sort of lemon lime sodas, but not 7-Up. So it's interesting. But 7-Up is still big in other places. All right, we got homecoming coming up. And this school is getting a little controversial. And I think they're kind of right. Pewaukee School District in Wisconsin requires students submit photos of the dress they're going to wear to the school dances before they buy tickets. Girls must submit photos of the front and back of their dresses, but boys do not need their attire approved. Students are not allowed to wear spaghetti straps, show midriff, show cleavage, or have a skirt that is shorter than fingertip length. The superintendent said the 2015 policy has been fairly well received by the community, and the backlash is mainly on social media. Now, I was wondering what was going on with the schools because, you know, these kids wear these dresses now, especially these girls that are almost see-through, that are, I mean, this is something you would expect to see on a catwalk, or you'd expect, I don't know, one of the Kardashians to wear, or Lady Gaga. You would not expect a little 12-year-old girl to wear something like this. And I think schools having dress codes are appropriate as long as they don't discriminate against certain people. Like, you know, for example, you could have a school that has such a, you know, tight-fitting shirt that, you know, the boy's neck is just so uncomfortable with it because he's always got to wear a tie and the shirts don't come, you know, sometimes with dress codes with schools, you could only buy clothes from one vendor. And if that vendor doesn't take into account somebody with a big neck or somebody with large breasts, et cetera, they could look ridiculous in the uniform. But for the most part, I think, you know, the idea of, look, you know, before you come looking like a hoochie mama, right, to our school, all right, you know, we have appropriate dress lengths. I think that's fine. Now, I guess the backlash is boys don't have to show their, well, you know, if a boy is, you know, wearing, you know, a full-length shirt, if he has in the dress code, you know, full-length shirt, long sleeve, pants, that don't, you know, fall across his bottom or whatever, you know, I don't see the big deal of them not showing the pictures. But, you know, I don't know. It just, I think these girls, you know, are dressing kind of ridiculous, and it's, you know, a little bit more, you know, I don't know. Professionalism, I think, is I agree with this. 1-877-DOCTOR. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150. OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures. procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember to, think about preventative screening for your health. Don't wait till something happens to you or, a family member is hurt and goes, oh, my gosh, should I, look at myself now? And with all the panic going on with family members, being in the hospital, then you start to look at yourself going, I'll wait till they get better. I've seen this so many times. A family member has a heart attack. We just have that in our family. And all of a sudden, everybody starts to scramble. Oh, my gosh, could it be my heart? Could it be my heart? But then, they go, let's just, go to the funeral. Let's just deal with, the aftermath and the mourning and all that. And they let themselves go. And I see the lack of preparation when it comes to people's health. And I really urge you to start looking at preventative screening and do it done when times are good. When times are good is the best time to prepare. And Lifeline Screening offers quick, easy, and painless screenings. They use ultrasound technology, and they evaluate your risk for stroke, heart disease. Please check them out. They give you personalized results. You can give them to your medical provider, and they have packages that start at $149. Saves you over 50%, much cheaper than having your high deductible insurance ask a regular radiology place to do these tests. And trust me, radiology places are phenomenal and have some highly specialized tests. But for screens, there are things you could do very inexpensive that won't cost hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Packages start at about $149. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to schedule an appointment. That's 888-815-5433. All right, so Anthony Weiner is again in the news, but we may not hear about him now for about 15 or 21 months, I should say. And the reason why is he has been sentenced to federal prison for 21 months after he admittedly exchanged sexually charged messages with a 15-year-old girl. From what we understand this week, he broke down as he was sentenced to these 21 months for sending these sexually explicit material to a minor. He was in a New York federal court. He was sobbing. He was covering his face and hands. You feel sorry for him. He's got a sickness. And he gripped the desk for support as Judge Denise Cote imposed the jail sentence, followed by 3 years of supervised release. He's 53 years old, and he must surrender to a designated prison facility, which has not yet been determined, by November 6th by 2 p.m. He was still wearing his wedding band because Huma Abedin is divorcing him. And he still, I guess, shares an apartment with his wife. His brother, mother, and father sat behind him in court, but Abedin was not present. Weiner's sexy relationship with the underage girl, where he asked her to strip naked and touch herself for him on Skype and Snapchat, was first revealed by Daily Mail last September, and it immediately prompted a federal investigation. The case led the FBI to reopen its probe into Hillary Clinton's private email server after investigations found messages between Clinton and Weiner's wife on the former congressman's laptop. Y'all remember that. Anthony Weiner possibly ruined the election for Hillary Clinton. Hillary blames everybody else, but it might be Anthony Weiner who is the crux of this all, because it was his laptop that prompted James Comey to, say, wait a second, we have a lot more evidence we need to look at, told Congress that they are reopening the case, and it's because Huma Abedin, who was the assistant and advisor to Hillary, had apparently had messages on that said laptop. Lord have mercy. Anyway, this girl now, I guess she's, 16 and a half? Anyway, Weiner appeared gaunt and shaken, smiling occasionally as he spoke with attorneys ahead of the hearing, and then before reading a prepared sheet of remarks, with his hand and voice shaking, he said that he had hit rock bottom, but was grateful for it has led to his recovery. He said, I focus on how I live my new, smaller, healthier life one day at a time. I was a very sick man for a long time. I have a disease, but no excuse. He also said he was profoundly sorry to the victim. He said his 5-year-old son Jordan was his salvation, and said that he has betrayed his mother, Huma Abedin. And Weiner said he understood the prosecutor's skepticism to whether he had changed. I blame others. I convinced myself that I wasn't the problem. He added, I'm an addict, referencing how he had seen the qualities of his late brother Seth, who had passed away in 2000, but was unable to recognize them in himself. And so he was going to therapy twice a week, attending meetings every day. And, he said, I victimized a young person who deserved better. But added that he knows my recovery is real. Now, I don't know if we really have any idea as to how he found this 15-year-old girl. Did the 15-year-old girl know who he was? Was this consensual? And mind you, when it comes to a 15-year-old, nothing like this is consensual, okay? Even if a 15-year-old wants to have a relationship with somebody in their 50s, okay? In court, in the legal process, there is no way that that could be an argument, and his and a 53-year-old man or woman, whoever, would obviously be found guilty of leading them to lewd behavior. But I if there was the topic I want to bring up, the discussion I want to bring up is, if there are 15-year-old girls out there, okay, that are participating in conversations of this nature, that's a whole nother problem in and of itself. Okay, so we have predators, we have people who are sick, and Anthony Weiner needs help. He needs a lot of help. Okay, and we knew he had an issue when he was sexting and taking pictures of himself and his tidy whities and maybe going through the worst midlife crisis I've ever seen a person to do. But once it involved, you know, underage, yeah, he's going to jail, and he's a sick individual and he needs help. But are we discussing the other part of this? Are there underage kids that are online participating in this, that either have no knowledge of how to get away from it, and they're becoming victims, or do we have kids that actually want to engage in this type of behavior? One of my patients a while back had said that they had found that their daughter was sending naked pictures of herself to her quote-unquote boyfriend, and the daughter was only like 12, 13, and the boyfriend was 18. And so she wanted to go to the police, etc., and she talked to me about that process, but she's like, why would my daughter want to do this? Now, we could, say, look, he convinced her, he talked her into it, he threatened her. Those could all be very valid reasons. But she didn't believe that. She really believed that her daughter really wanted to, be naked and show her body off to other people. And if not this gentleman, if he goes to jail, is she going to do it with somebody else? And I don't know what the answer is to that. And this is something we just don't talk about. We're kind of naive to. But there's girls out there that are engaging in these sort of online relationships, and even though the person over 18 will go to jail for it, why are we in a society right now? Why do these kids feel that need to be liked? Is there looked at and fawned after? And I'm not saying that happened in this particular case with Anthony Weiner. As far as we know, this girl is a victim. But, is this happening? And is this happening to a degree that nobody's discussing and that somebody needs to jump on? We need to stop and intervene. It's scary stuff. I we have hormones, okay, and our hormones kick in very young, okay, and it's because in nature we're supposed to be having kids and propagating once we reach puberty. And if the average girl starts her period at, 11, 12, 13 years old, then she is fertile around that time, and it will have hormones prompting her to want to propagate in the animal kingdom, all right, if this was caveman days. But these hormones that these kids have in middle age and high school are, unfortunately, in this society, possibly causing them to make some very, very poor decisions. And we have probably thousands upon thousands of girls that we don't even know about, engaging in some sort of sexual activity, whether it be sexting, whether it be, verbal, whether it be a variety of other things, incited online. And I don't know how to stop something like that. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
With With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
I'm the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, a lot of us love raw cookie dough. I can eat raw cookie dough by the pound. It is so yummy. I love cookies, but sometimes when you bake the cookie and you get too crispy or you burnt the cookie, you ruin the cookie dough. So, I'd rather just eat the cookie dough when I know it's good. Well, there's company that, I apologize, now I got something in my eye, so I can't read the article. My eyelashes have been falling in my eye. I need to maybe wear more makeup. If I wore more makeup, maybe the eyelash would be a little stickier, and would stay in place instead of flying in my eye. Well, I'll have to deal with that on break now. Anyway, the latest foodie craze, who is that the name of the company? It's called Cookie Dough NYC. And I guess they are facing a lawsuit from two city students who say that the raw cookie dough made them ill, despite assurances from the company that the food product is completely safe. Julia Canigiani and Catherine Byrne, two pals from Manhattan College, sued Cookie Dough NYC, located just south of Washington Square Park in Manhattan Federal Court Thursday, saying they were deceived. Apparently, this cookie dough, D-O, opened in January with rave reviews, since the product is completely safe to consume because it's made with pasteurized eggs and heat-treated flour. Yet Canigiani and Byrne, both 19 years old, and they say a third friend who was not part of the lawsuit became seriously ill after they visited the store in March. Apparently, you can get these raw cookie doughs in a cone, like ice cream. And they said within 15 minutes of eating their sand dough-witch, okay, which is basically a dough-filled whatever, she felt stomach pains that later turned into diarrhea. She experienced heartburn, stomach ache, and right into the night. Now, that is 15 minutes. Now, that's kind of interesting because raw cookie dough, if you're worried about salmonella from the egg, salmonella takes 24, 48 hours. It shouldn't affect you that quickly, 15 minutes. That it might not have anything to do with the rawness of it all. They said the lawyer, Brittany Weiner, cited similar complaints from customers on Yelp, claiming they also got sick from the cookie dough. Now, the company did not return a request for comment from the New York Post. What I would obviously recommend, which I think they're doing, is the health department usually gets involved. Whenever somebody claims they got sick, health department gets involved. But when somebody gets sick within 15 minutes of eating something, that doesn't sound like a pathogen, okay? Because where is the food within 15 minutes? All right, the food is still coming down the esophagus, and it's landing in the stomach with the stomach acid. All right, in order for you to become ill from listeria or salmonella or E. coli, it has to, pass past the stomach, okay, and the stomach acid, etc., get into the intestine and start being absorbed, get onto the intestinal walls, maybe get into the bloodstream, etc. Now, you can taste something that will make you want to vomit if there's some sort of a reflex or some sort of a sensation that something shouldn't be there. And so let's say if there was a product that was a non-food product in there, that could make somebody throw up. If there was a chemical that the body perceives when it gets into the stomach, right, and maybe some very early dumping into the small intestine, but 15 minutes is cutting it close. Yeah, but if there is maybe some sort of chemical, you could quickly vomit it out. But I'm kind of dying to know what this was, because 15 minutes is awfully quick for it to be a cookie dough related sort of illness. You usually get sick hours after. Crazy stuff, but boy, does it look delicious. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the world's heaviest woman has unfortunately died at a hospital in the United Arab Emirates. And this puts a tragic end to a month-long campaign spanning three different countries and doctors of multiple countries to help save her. Iman Ahmed Abd El Ati passed away this morning, according to Brazil Hospital Abu Dhabi. Her death at age 37 was caused by complications from her weight, including heart and kidney failure. Doctors believe a thyroid condition and a rare genetic defect caused Abd El Adi's extreme weight gain, and she ended up being eventually immobile. Her weight had reached 1,100 pounds last year, and efforts by her sister to find medical help seemed futile. In October, Mufazal Lakdawala, a bariatric surgeon in India, reached out to the family to offer his assistance for free, pro bono. The sister sent him a photo, bedridden, weighing half a ton. And he said, my first initial reaction was, how is she alive? But he said, if I could somehow use whatever God gifted talent I have to save her, I must try. So offered by this new hope, the family and doctors began documenting the journey in a blog called Save a Month. Her prognosis was grim. She was a high-risk patient. She had already suffered a stroke. She had paralysis of her right arm and right leg. She couldn't speak, had type 2 diabetes, hypertension, severe obstructive and restrictive lung disease, gout, and a very high risk of blood clots, including pulmonary embolism. All right, so they had to remove her from her house in the Egyptian port city of Alexandria. She hadn't left in nearly 25 years. Take her to the hospital in Mumbai. And the bariatric procedure was done there. And she was put on blood thinners to reduce her risk of pulmonary embolism. This is all according to her blog. Locals constructed a special bed with wheels that could hold her weight when she was out of the house. They even had a crane lifting her. She was in a specially made bed. And then, unfortunately, you see her actually being hung when they were getting her from her house in Alexandria. They used a crane. And then she was lowered to the street. She was flown to Mumbai on an Air Egypt cargo plane. She was sent to Safri Hospital in the bed of a truck. Humiliating, but, again, they tried to save her life. Before her surgery, she had multiple issues. I guess her body mass index was 252. People with a BMI of over 30 is considered obese. I've never seen somebody alive at 1,100 pounds. So she underwent a successful laparoscopic sleeve gastrectomy. A month later, she lost more than 550 pounds in total, and she could sit in a wheelchair. It was amazing, this amount of weight gain. And you see her smile. Then she was down to 389 pounds. She looked stable. Doctors in India referred her to Burjil Hospital to be closer to her family in Egypt. And then she was declared fit to fly. And her last, the last entry blog was on May 4th. And then they said there was going to be no further updates from there. So during this 10-week period, she was able to speak for the first time in 3 years. She did have depression and was being, treated for that as well. She had some, they were going to do liposuction and excess skin removal surgery. And unfortunately, we don't know if she was undergoing another surgical procedure at the time of her death, but apparently she had passed away. And, you know, these genetic diseases that cause weight gain, they're out there. And, in many of these other countries, they may not do the genetic testing like we do here in the States. Prader-Willi, there's a whole variety of things, unfortunately. But you have people that are obese, and when they can't move, that just obviously, compounds the problem. And so, seeing this happen, it's a shame. And it was really nice to see doctors, jump in pro bono and, offer to do, offer to help her. I think that's amazing. And you have a lot of people out there that, have conditions in their family. If they could get the right media attention, can get people the help they need. But it's a shame. And, this gastric sleeve, one thing that I wonder about is with the gastric sleeve, it's very effective, where they remove the stomach pouch part so that, how the stomach is attached to the esophagus and then it's attached to the intestine. But the pouch, the hanging part of the stomach, is what they remove. So the stomach becomes smaller and you lose weight. You feel more full. But 550 pounds in 1 month, I wonder if that also caused stress on the body. 1-877-NOW-FELLING.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We are Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a robot dentist has just completed its first solo procedure. Woohoo! Yay! I don't know if we really should be celebrating this, but anyway, IrishNews.com reports that a robotic dentist completed its first autonomous procedure by fitting two new teeth into a woman's mouth in China. The South China Morning Post said human staff were present during the operation, but played no active role. The new teeth were also 3D printed. The technology has been developed for the past 4 years at Stomatological Hospital in Xi'an, which is linked to a medical university, and the Robot Institute at Beihang University, Beijing. The robot has been designed to combine dental expertise with the benefits of technology, including reducing human errors and working in the restricted space of a patient's mouth. Before the operation, dental staff programmed the robot to move into the correct position for the procedure before programming and then testing the movements, angle, and depth needed to complete the surgery. Data from the test was used to make adjustments before the operation was carried out. According to the developers, the technology has been created to help address a major shortage of dentists in China. So, there's a shortage of dentists. What ends up happening? We go to technology. Now, if the robot worked and patients trust a robot, you see, what makes this so, you know, hair on the back of your neck standing type of thing is that it's a robot doing dentistry. How many of us like to go to the dentist? Okay, and then we're like, oh my gosh, I hope the dentist is kind. I hope he knows that if I hurt, he's going to stop. I hope he, you know, and you're like, oh my gosh, would I trust a robot that won't stop if I'm in pain? You know, the other thing that freaks me out, and I could talk about this being a doctor because, you know, I go to the dentist and I'm very blessed, you know, to have a great dentist that takes care of me and, you know, isn't too expensive. So whether I have dental insurance or not, I can still kind of go. But a big fear I have is you're a little trapped between the drill and the chair. And if I have to leave, if I feel like something's hitting me, okay, you train yourself when you go to the dentist to keep your arms, you know, flat by your side because you don't want to accidentally touch the dentist's hand. Dentists don't like you grabbing his arm, okay, when they're working on you. But the one thing I worry about is I can't move backwards and out and away from the drill. And so if I feel like I can't move that robot, if I have to, or if something hits a nerve, I'm going to freak out. Now, obviously, you're numb before the robot works on you, etc. And so, but still, I don't trust. I still feel like, oh man, you know, maybe, what if the numbing doesn't work? What if the numbing was too superficial and they hit a nerve? I freak out. I don't need medicine. I don't need to be sedated or whatever, but I get through it. I'm like, whew, done. I don't think I am ready to, you know, be at the hands of a robot. I love that there is somebody at the helm whose arm I could physically move out of the way if I have to. I don't know about these robotic arms. They could stay fixed. And so that's just a little fear I have. Now, anybody designing this robot is like, no, it's not like that. Okay? You know, they can make the teeth. They can insert the teeth. They could, you know, do what they need to do. And, you know, you're not going to be in pain. But I just, you know, I don't know if I'm there yet. Just like with a pap smear. I don't know if I'm ready for a robot to do a pap smear. And you would think that would be something a lot of women would want. They're like, well, good. Now you don't have a human down there. You know, you could just, all right, get what you need to get done. Great. You know, move on. And be able to, like, okay, good. You know, I don't have to be embarrassed. I could take off my clothes for a robot. That's fine. I don't know if I would want to because what if the robot takes pictures? I don't know if I would want the robot. The robot may be documenting what it's doing, so if a doctor's like, all right, well, let's take a look, make sure the robot did it right, I'd be like, oh, hell no. So, you know, robots in medicine are coming, and, you know, it's not just going to be certain industries like food service, etc. Robots are going to be involved in a whole variety of functions. They're even talking about having your airplane controlled by a robot. I don't know if I'm ready for that. I think I would rather have, you know, somebody with high cholesterol at risk for a heart attack or stroke fly my plane than a robot. That's just who I am. I'm just not really ready to give it up to a machine. And, you know, it's because, I have an iPhone that, my iPhone will freeze. I'll be in the middle of a Candy Crush game, and my iPhone will freeze. And you want me to trust a computer operating my plane? No way. Mm-mm, no. All right, interesting stuff nonetheless. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is interesting. A nerve implant restores consciousness to a man who was in a vegetative state for 15 years. 35-year-old man who had been in a vegetative state for 15 years has shown signs of consciousness after receiving a pioneering therapy that involves nerve stimulation. The treatment challenges a widely accepted view of a patient recovering consciousness if they have been in a vegetative state for longer than a year. When you sustain severe brain injuries, a car accident, etc., or this man had, the man had been completely unaware of the world around him. But when fitted with an implant to stimulate the vagus nerve, which travels to the brainstem, the man appeared to flicker back into a state of consciousness. He started to track objects with his eyes. He began to stay awake while being read a story. And his eyes opened wide in surprise when the examiner suddenly moved her face close to the patient's. He could even respond to some simple requests, like turn his head when asked. Now, it took about a minute, but he was able to do it. So, wow, Angela Sirigu, who led the work at the Institut des Sciences Cognitives in Lyon, France, said he is still paralyzed. He cannot talk, but he could respond. Now he is more aware. Niels Berbrammer of the University of Tübingen in, he is a pioneer of brain-computer interfaces to help patients with neurological disorders, said this may raise ethical issues. Many of these patients may and will have been neglected, and passive euthanasia may happen often in a vegetative state. This paper is a warning to all those believing that this state is hopeless after a year. The vagus nerve connects the brain to almost all the vital organs in the body. It runs from the brainstem down to both sides of the neck, across the chest, into the abdomen, and in the brain, it's linked directly to two regions known to play roles in alertness and consciousness. In this surgery lasting 20 minutes, a small implant was placed around the vagus nerve in the man's neck. After 1 month of vagal nerve stimulation, the patient's attention movements and brain activity significantly improved, and he had shifted into a state of minimal consciousness. Recordings of brain activity also revealed major changes with signs of increased electrical communication between brain regions. So, and which could help you stimulate movement, sensation, awareness. So for you sitting there listening to this, you're like, okay, whoa, whoa, whoa. So what are they saying? They're saying if somebody's in a coma for 15 years, they could possibly wake them up. They're not saying that yet, but that's what they're on the verge of hoping to create. You know, having somebody open his eyes, you know, look a little shocked when a face comes into view, that means he's seen. That means he's picking up stimuli. That means he's not in a quote-unquote vegetative state, or what people used to call a vegetable. Now, you know, there is going to be discussion on, well, if he is, you know, completely paralyzed and can't move and can't function, is he going to want to be woken up? We want to talk to our loved ones. After our loved ones go through something like this, we want to talk to them, and we want them to be able to make decisions. And, that's not going to be debated yet, but it is obviously going to be an issue where somebody may say, look, I don't want to be awake while this is happening. But then they can at least consciously make that decision rather than keep them on life support for 15, 20 years. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.